Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, peace be with you. We gather today for the fourth Sunday of Advent. As we do so, our anticipation of the Christmas celebration grows. This Sunday, we light the fourth of the candles in the Advent wreath, signaling that Christ, who was born for us in Bethlehem so long ago, remains the light of the world. I hope and pray that these last Advent days will be filled with the hope of the incarnation of the Word made flesh and the light of Christmas joy and peace. As is our tradition, I come to you as your bishop on this fourth Sunday of Advent each year to make a special stewardship appeal on behalf of our priests and seminarians. The Christmas call to sharing is our diocesan response to the responsibility I have as bishop to form our seminarians and future priests, and to care for our infirm and retired priests. In the past, our diocese has been extraordinarily generous in this appeal. I am hopeful that this year will be no different. So at the beginning, I simply ask that you consider a generous gift to the Christmas call to sharing this year, to express your gratitude for the services of our priests, and to ensure that we will have well-formed priests in our future. We are indeed truly blessed in our diocese with currently 51 seminarians, 38 of whom are in our own St. Joseph House of Formation. Their formation, which extends over several years, is vital for them to develop into men of virtue and holiness. I am proud of each of them. You can be proud of them as well. They are generous, thoughtful, and dedicated young men. We thank God for each of them and ask the Lord to guide them on their path, which for many of them may very well lead to one day serve as priests in our diocese. One day, one or another of them may very well be your parish priest or a chaplain in one of our high schools. We are also blessed in our priests who now serve the Lord in our diocese. They are hardworking, dedicated, sincere, and good-natured men who, after many years of faithful service, are looking forward to a period of rest and retirement. It is my hope that your gift will help us provide that retirement benefit for all of our priests who reach that stage of their service. In today's second reading, we heard St. Paul in his letter to the Romans refer to himself as one called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Set apart for the gospel of God. These words powerfully describe our priests. The call to the priesthood is a call to be set apart, to dedicate one's entire life to a mission. The mission is nothing less than Christ's mission for salvation. This mission must determine everything in the priest's life, how he lives, how he serves, and the way he conducts himself. Indeed, every aspect of the priest's life is influenced by the fact that at ordination, he has been set apart for this purpose. The mission of the priest, as it was for St. Paul and those who came after him, and those called after us, is to bring about in you, our beloved people, the obedience of faith, which leads us to God and the salvation He offers us. This is why we priests exist. This is why Jesus came to us long ago in His birth, and why He lived for those 33 years on earth, sharing with us the gospel of God, that in Him we are saved and in Him we live. In the gospel for today's Mass, the angel told St. Joseph to not be afraid. I say this to our seminarians, to our priests, and to each of you. Do not be afraid, for to us has been given a Savior, Emmanuel. God is with us. St. Joseph did as he was commanded. So must we, to live our vocations with humble trust, obedience, and faith. My friends, thank you for every way you support our seminarians, our priests, and me. Your kindnesses, your prayers, your words of encouragement, and if possible, this year, your generosity and the Christmas call to sharing appeal are signs of your love and care for those of us who have been set apart for the gospel of God. May you be blessed with the joy and peace of Christmas, soon to be celebrated in the church.